Sir.
Okay, I would like to call the, let's see, the January 12th, 2012 meeting of the Board of Adjustments to order. Lisa, could we have a roll call?
Falk?
Here.
Howe?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Ballinger?
Here. Thank you very much. Item number two on our agenda, and for those folks that are here, back at the podium is where you can find a copy of the agenda if you'd like to see how things move through the process today. Catching my breath here. Item two is review the board procedures. We're a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's a responsibility of the board to interpret the city zoning ordinance as it applies to special uses and variances. Public hearings are held monthly after each board meeting, after each board member has had the opportunity to visit the site in question. A decision regarding the request will usually be made at the public hearing meeting. At this time, the applicants, when we get into the public hearing portion of this meeting, will be asked to go back to the podium and state your name and your address. And we'll start off with the applicant that's requesting it, and then anybody for or against. So if you would do that, we'd appreciate that. I think that kind of covers that part. So item three is the minutes. I'd make a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting from December 8th, 2011.
Second.
Hear a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 All against? That motion carries. Item number four is the public hearing portion of the agenda. So I'd open that up, and we'll cover two cases tonight. The first case is case 12-001, 1227 Broadlawn Avenue. It's an R1 district. There's a request for a variance to allow construction of an 18-foot by 16-foot deck within the established front yard setback, submitted by Amy Burislide. I probably butchered that quite a bit. I apologize for that. John, is there an affidavit for publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. If you would, why don't you go ahead with your report?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is outlined in yellow in the graphic being displayed before you. This is a rather unique corner lot having three front yards. The actual address is on Broadlawn on this side. However, we have a front yard there, front yard here, and a front yard on this side, making it a rather unique situation for the homeowner. Homeowner is proposing a 16 by 18 foot deck, and that is outlined in red in the graphic being displayed right for you at this time. The deck would extend approximately 6 to 7 feet in the required front yard adjacent to East Mirror Drive, approximately this portion right here would be in the required front yard setback. If I were to display the setbacks as it is related to the individual front yards here, you can see that very little of this area would be considered buildable area, and then we also have a side yard setback on this side. So the house footprint itself right now occupies just about every available space in that buildable area. This lot has 17,859 square feet, and due to the effect of having three front yard setbacks on this in an R1 district, of that 17,859, 13,830 square feet of this yard is considered unbuildable. Only 4,000 square feet would be considered the buildable area, and that's shaped in a triangle, which also creates some difficulties when trying to place a structure on it. In 2009, the board entertained a request for a in-ground swimming pool surrounded by fence. And as you can see, that entire structure was in the required setback, where in this case, only a small portion of the deck would be into the front yard setback. Staff did come up with a possible alternative, which would give somewhat about the same amount of usable deck. However, it would not protrude as much towards Eastmere as what is being requested right now. Having said that, whichever side we put this deck on is going to be into a front yard setback. So we're just shifting from one protrusion into a front yard to another protrusion into a front yard. But we did want to show you that alternative that did not come as close to Eastmere as what is being requested. Certainly in a case like this where 13,800 square feet of the 17,800 square feet of the lot is deemed unbuildable, there is a hardship related to this lot, and the applicant is asking that you would consider their proposal. I believe that summarizes the case, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Would the applicant care to speak on their behalf?
I guess it depends on if you have any questions or any concerns, or, you know, I guess I would also point out that the back.
Would you go back to the podium and introduce yourself, and so I can get your name right and for the record?
Sure, I'm Amy Beausoleil, and I live at 1227 Broadlawn Avenue in Bettendorf.
Thanks, Amy.
My only other thing that I would add to his nice summary would be that everything to the right side of the house, that looking at that, happens to be utilitarian. It's our driveway, it's our carport, it's where the sunroom, it's where we enter and exit. And so to have the deck, right, thank you, to have the deck make that L shape takes it away from where we would be using it coming from the driveway. And that's a really small picture, so it's hard to tell that.
Yes, it is.
So while the L shape would work, it's not great usable space, and I would like to have a stairway coming down to our, which is a steep side also, a stairway coming down into the driveway. Does that make a lot of sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you have a comment on John's proposed alternative?
I would prefer not to do the L shape, as it's not a great entertaining space. It's much nicer to have a nice square space to put people on, more people. If you're not going to approve this, what I would like, then obviously we would go forward with that. But they're both protruding into the setback anyway. It's up above the street. You can't see it. I don't think you would see a huge difference from the L shape to what our square shape is. There's a big blue spruce right there. I don't know how close it gets to the blue spruce if we go with the L shape. I didn't explore that.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else here that would like to speak on behalf of the applicant? How about anybody against the request?
I would like to speak on behalf.
You wouldn't mind go to the podium?
My name is Keith Tim. I am the contractor that is to build a proposed deck. And what I did want to mention, similar to Amy's point about if we would consider the L shape, what happens is we create almost two smaller decks as opposed to one big one, because the one side would only be 9 feet wide by 18, and the other side would be 8 by 16. So it narrows it down, and it limits the ability to have a functional, you know, based on their family needs and their entertainment needs. It just kind of reduces it as far as, you know, usable space.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to mention.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to speak? Seeing none and hearing none, I'd close the public portion of this and open up
Mr. Chairman, if I could add just one more
Sure. Thing.
I do have in my notes here, in 2009, the request for the pool, the staff received numerous telephone calls objecting to that. We received letters objecting to it, and as you might recall, if some of you were here, we had a rather numerous people here at the meeting objecting to that. In this particular case, we have received no objections either in writing, telephone, or anybody appearing.
That is a refreshing change as well.
They're probably going to get an invitation when they christen the deck.
You've done a good job building a coalition in your neighborhood for this change, I suspect. Okay, members, any comments?
I have a question of staff. Just from curiosity standpoint, how much more does the deck that they originally proposed protrude into the setback than the revised deck? What are we actually talking about?
10-15% reduction is all.
So maybe
with
like
the proposal,
like a foot and a half to 2 feet.
Then you eliminate the steps coming down off the side somewhat too.
It, admittedly, minimal.
Minimal. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So okay, that's.
Personally, I have no problem with this. I kind of like the applicant's request. And I'll make a motion to approve case 12-001 at 1227 Broadlawn Avenue.
We have a motion to approve the applicant's request. Is there a second?
Second.
And we now have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the case 12-001, say aye.
Aye.
Against? That motion carries. Good luck on your deck. Second case for this evening is case 12-002-5092 45th Avenue. It's an R1 district. It's a request for a variance to allow a 6-foot high fence and a required front yard submitted by Robert Ferns. John, is there an affidavit for publication?
Yes, there is.
Why don't you go ahead and give us your staff report?
Site is located off of Middle Road, being shown here. This is 53rd coming across in the roundabout up in this area. Crow Creek Road, this is Surrey Heights Fire Station, and the site is outlined with the yellow box on the graphic. The applicant would like to place a fence close to or along the property line, which is adjacent to Crow Creek Road. I'm showing you the applicant's request and an existing fence and showing the relationship between the request and what already exists up in the area. Normally 6-foot fences are allowed up to the side and rear property lines, but because this is a through lot, this is considered a front yard. This request is similar to one that was approved in 2003. However, in that case, there were some stipulations placed on that approval. The decision and order stated that it would be no closer than 5 feet to Crow Creek Road, that at least a finished side of the fence must face the street. And those were the two main things. There was also some items related to the vision triangle, which would not apply in this case here. Reason for this request is Crow Creek Road is identified as a minor arterial roadway in our thoroughfare plan, and of course Middle Road is a major one. It is anticipated that this site right here, which is very closely adjacent to this site, will be developed as a commercial lot, and it is in fact zoned commercial at this time. At the time that that commercial site develops, a traffic signal will also be placed in the intersection here, anticipating additional traffic, and these are the reasons that they're asking for the fence to be allowed at that location. As you might be able to see, there previously was a continuous berm that went along these three properties here with landscaping on top of it. The applicant inadvertently removed that berm and landscaping, not knowing that a fence would not be allowed to replace that berm, and that was the whole reason that they had removed it. The applicant is asking consideration of all of the items that we stated here as a hardship to justify the fence in the close proximity to Crow Creek Road, which is anticipated to have some additional traffic on it. I believe that summarizes their request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, thank you, John. With that, I'll open up the public hearing portion of this case. Would the applicant like to speak on behalf of the project?
Good evening. I'm Robert Ferns. I live at 5092 45th Avenue. I think a large concern with this is with my wife. We have five grandkids that also come to see us quite a bit. And since we did remove the berm, it was a little bit tougher to try to keep them in the backyard at times. And that was really one of our big concerns with the traffic and the kids being over there now.
What kind of fence do you intend to put in there, if I may ask?
Well, one of those, you know, kind of got the curves to it, and then the posts kind of stick up.
So it's going to be a solid wood fence,
solid
basically?
Solid wood fence, yes it is. I'm sorry. Yes, it's a solid wood fence. Mm-hmm.
And 6 foot high?
6 foot high, yes.
Anything else, sir?
No, that's it.
Any questions for the applicant?
How far back from the right-of-way line?
I believe the request is at the property line right now. Typically in these areas of the community, the property line is about a foot or two on the property owner's side of that public sidewalk that's being displayed. I would say estimating 20 to 25 feet away from the paved portion of Crow Creek Road.
Anything else, sir?
No, that's it.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Since nobody else is here to speak either for or against this particular case, I'll close the public hearing and open the case up to the board. Any discussion?
Well, for me, I feel that other people are going to be coming for a fence along that area. The people to the right have an evergreen fence, but the people that are facing that shopping area, they're going to be requesting fences in the future, John, I feel, and or the shopping area will put in a fence. Is that in the planning for that, or?
There is some buffering that's required, certainly, with the adjacent commercial district. Mm-hmm. We have a formula that, based on the lesser use on one side of a property line and what the commercial use or the greater use on the other side is, mm-hmm. depending on how great that difference is, more landscaping is required. You're certainly right when that area, which encompasses all of this down here, was recently platted, there was considerable discussion about that commercial lot being placed right there, and the neighbors were wanting as much buffering in between that as possible. And yes, that the neighbors indicated that they would want to have some more buffering on their own property as well.
There's
quite a bit of discussion about that. That was the main area of discussion about that whole development.
Right. And the road was supposed to continue through, but it probably
wouldn't. Correct. That's another good point. That road was originally planned to go straight through, mm-hmm. but because of the neighbors' concerns about that lot being developed commercially, that plan was terminated, and the road will not be going through. So yes, that there was a lot of discussion about its impact on these few lots up here.
The developer has put a nice fence in along Middle Road, and so maybe something of that nature or something buffering would be feasible in the future for that shopping area for the residents that live along there.
Just as a point of reference or reminder for the board, we've dealt with a lot of these kinds of cases over the years, and in general, and I'd say probably 60 to 70% of the time, and that's just my guess estimate here, is that we try to keep these kind of situations where the requested fence would be at least 10 foot from the property line, or in this case the sidewalk. As John pointed out, the two houses down, they have a fence that's 5 foot there. And so that other 30 or 40% of the time when we've dealt with
exceptions to the 10-foot, not rule, but our direction. It's generally because of situations like that where we want to accommodate or adapt to an existing situation. So just for your information is for your in consideration here too. Personally, I would suggest we go 10 foot, but I can see a case being made to maintain the continuity of the existing fence, the green space, the evergreens, and just continuing that line would make some sense in my mind.
I guess I would submit that I think it's only an eventuality that the neighbor in the middle with the berm comes in at some point and wants a fence. Well, to have fences that are different depths and away from the, you know, is just to me it the lack of continuity kind of disturbs me. So I guess I would agree for maybe for a different reason, but I would agree that if 5 foot is what works down there, I would not want to vary from that. And then with this gentleman's assurance that when that other either one of those other parties come in, we would probably treat it exactly the same way, is to keep the continuity rather than in and out and up and down.
In fact, you know, even though John says 5 foot, I would ask that if we do agree to that, that we go out there when they constructed the fence, they actually measure that and make sure that if the middle property owner ever wants to create a fence, that they connect very nicely together and line up together.
Well, I think basically, can we not just stipulate that it be placed on the same line, in the same position as the neighbor's fence?
I think
relative
so.
Relative to the lot property.
Certainly,
line.
And we would, if that's your desire, we would make a requirement that prior to the fence going up, once they drill the holes for the fence posts, that staff would go out there and do a inspection at that time so that we ensure that that happens before the fence is actually erected. Once they drill the holes, you know where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Any objection to that?
There's evergreens to the south of that now.
Well, whatever that fence is off the...
They're asking you to keep the continuity of where this fence is.
Well, I'm not talking about the height now. I'm talking about the distance from the property line.
From the
relative to the street.
Oh, for yeah. sure. Yeah, no, yeah. I actually planned that, keeping it the same. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I could make a correction. It's not the street, the sidewalk. We'd want to keep it lined up with the sidewalk.
5 feet from the sidewalk. And the sidewalk.
Whatever it is. Whatever it is. If
whatever
it's 5 feet
is.
From the sidewalk or 5 feet from the lot line.
The stakes are all still there, so I know where to throw them all at, too.
Yeah. I think to be safe, we need to say from the lot line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other conversation before we make a motion?
Well, and also part of the request is the 6 foot high as opposed to a 4 foot high fence. The adjacent or the property owner to the two lots to the east, he has a 6 foot fence. Is that
5 foot,
right?
I think you said.
Well,
that 5 foot?
It tapers on each end. Is what they wanted, and then it gets up to the 6 foot height, I believe. Yes, it peaks at six.
Okay.
And I would say the majority of it is 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I believe that one's actually somewhat situated on a berm, is it not? So it.
I think berm is incorporated behind it.
Is it behind it? Okay. Okay.
Then they have the additional requirement for the vision triangle, which is not going to be an issue on any of the other lots up here.
So I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve case number 12-002 at 5092 45th Avenue with a provision that it be at least 5 feet from the lot line of the property.
Or maybe we should say that just lined up. What would be the right words to make sure that it's lined up?
How about equidistant from the property line as the neighbor's fence to the east?
And when he calls in that he's got his post holes drilled, we will ensure with a site inspection that it's being done as you wish.
You agree with that, Norm?
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I'll second that.
Got a second. Any other discussion? Okay, let's go ahead and vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Against? That motion carries for case 12-002. John, was there any other business for this evening?
Nothing. Thank you all.
I'd like to apologize for being late. I ran, and almost hurt myself out here, so I made it. Okay, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.